On the day I took this picture, I had to walk across campus to deliver something, and I almost didn't take my camera with me. It was sitting in my office, and I thought, well, I don't really need to take my camera just to deliver this thing across campus. I got to the stairs in my building, and I had this moment where it kind of like a mini epiphany where I stopped on the stairs and I turned around and I figured, well, why not? I might as well take the camera. It's here. There's not a lot of foot traffic on campus. I figured maybe I'd see something interesting. So I grabbed the camera, put it on my back. I was carrying something with two hands, and so I just left it hanging on my back with a strap. Walked across campus and delivered the package. The sun was low on the horizon. It was about 8 a.m., and you get fantastic lighting at this time of day. 8 a.m. when I took this was probably a little on the later side. Right when the sun comes up until maybe an hour afterwards, it's just gorgeous lighting. And as I was walking back to my office, I saw a bush covered in white buds, which is what you see here. I don't know what kind of bush or shrubbery this is. I don't know what's going on, but I just knew it looked really cool. It looked like this, like snow had fallen on this bush, which is awesome. I took a few shots, and it wasn't really that interesting. There was this sea of white and green, but nothing to really catch your eye. It didn't really work from a photographic perspective. But then I noticed one branch, or whatever you call it, one part of one shrub sticking up, which is unusual because the campus groundskeepers usually keep these pretty well trimmed. And finally, I thought that I had something to anchor the photo, a focal point on which you could draw the viewer's eye and attention to. I tried a few different angles, moving myself back and forward or back and forth, as well as vertically up and down to kind of get the right perspective. It's important to do this when you're trying to line up your shot, to look and see if maybe a little shift to the left or right or up or down, especially if you're taking something, a picture of something lower to the ground. We have this tendency to just sort of tilt our head down and take a picture. And that's not nearly as interesting as kneeling down or laying down and taking a picture from the same perspective as whatever it is you're looking at. So anyway, I tried a few different angles, horizontal and vertical, and ended up with this shot here. I took maybe 8 shots in total, and some of them I was more pleased with than others. In this particular picture, you see this post on the left. I wish that wasn't there, but it couldn't really be avoided. So there you have it. I like how the sun makes it seem like the white flowers or buds or whatever they are kind of glowing. And you get that at this time of day. If you were to go back at noon or any time after the sun is up, you don't really get that. You would just see white flowers. It wouldn't really be that interesting. But the light at this time of day makes it seem, first of all, you get these nice shadows. If you look on the left-hand side, they're really nice and well-lit. And on the right-hand side, they're a little darker because you have the light coming from such low angle on the horizon. But it also kind of creates this inner glow almost, which is really cool. I think the lesson or the takeaway from this particular shot, and not that this is any good from a photographic perspective. I don't think that this is anything special, but this weekly 50 blog is all about getting me, since I run the blog, getting me out and shooting more and looking for these opportunities. So the lesson that I kind of take away from this is, what should your viewers see? It's not just enough to snap a picture and say that this is an interesting picture. There has to be something in there that you want your viewers to focus on. Well, there doesn't have to be. There should be, in my opinion, something to draw the viewer in. I didn't post any of the other photos where you didn't have this one branch sticking up, but if you can imagine this same type of photo, except without that one branch, it wouldn't really be interesting. And you might think, wow, this is cool. It's a picture of this bush with a lot of white flowers on it. And it might be interesting to look at in person, but it wouldn't really make for a good photo. And it doesn't make for a good photo if you were to see the other ones that I took. There should be something to draw the viewer in. Also, lighting is so important. And if you're trying to think of a way to take your photography to a new level and you don't really want to spend hundreds of dollars on a flash or strobes or softboxes or anything like that, get up early in the morning and take pictures when the sun is just poking up, or wait until the sun is just going down. And you'll find that it puts everything in your environment in a whole new light. Haha, get it? Light, because it's the sun. Anyway, something cool to try. This photo, one last thing before I close. I like it when photos tell a story or when there's something more to the photo than what you see. That's not happening here, which is why I'm not a huge fan of this photo. I think it's kind of interesting because of the lighting and other things that it demonstrates, but I like my photos to tell more of a story than this. So anyway, I think I learned something when I took this, and sometimes that's the best you can hope for.